Time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. Officer Nicole Wright works in the East Patrol Division for the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. Her shift starts at 6 a.m. and has her patrolling the streets where she grew up. Our past visits with Officer Wright have included how she deals with young people giving her attitude, perpetrators asking for a date, and even getting injured while pursuing and taking down a suspect. And Officer Wright, so good to have you back again.
Always a pleasure.
So Halloween's coming up this week. I have to ask, is there anything different about working on Halloween in Kansas City, Missouri?
Well, being that I work in East Patrol, not so much, but...
Why like, not?
East Patrol...
There's kids in East Patrol.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kids, but, you know, East Patrol is in a world of its own. We deal with a variety of characters in that area every day. So
every day's Halloween.
Every day's Halloween.
So Halloween's really no different for you than another day of the week?
There are times, especially when I used to work the evening shift, the overnight shift, where you get a lot of prank calls, you know, people dressing up in masks and placing a fake body somewhere, you know, so you have to be very aware.
Has that happened to you before?
Not me, but it has happened to some of my coworkers.
I bet your fellow officers are a little bit more on edge on a day like that than they are otherwise, because everyone's wearing masks. It's a little bit of a strange environment.
You have to be aware, but just like our job as is, you have to be expecting the unexpected all the time. So
yeah. You know, in the past, you've picked up some extra duty working the Chiefs games. I'm wondering, you're doing that this year, it sounds like?
Yes, I am.
How does this year compare to last season? They're winning this year, they were losing last year.
That's the big difference. Yeah. They're winning this year. And the vast array of fans has come out this year. You know, last year you had the season ticket holders at the, normally at the end of the season, they give away their tickets to family and friends. And this year they're keeping those tickets, and now we have a lot more fans coming out.
So are the crowds calmer? Are they nicer, or are they more? Are they rowdier? What are you seeing? Is there any generality you can
distinguish?
It's
more of excitement and joy. Our most exciting game that we had a lot of activity was a Dallas Cowboys game.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that type of crowd is what we expect during the Raiders game, but we got more activity during the Cowboys game.
So are fans more rambunctious during winning seasons or losing seasons?
It depends. They're always the same during the Raiders game, no matter if we're winning or losing.
What is it about the Oakland Raiders?
I have no idea.
Everyone's jacked up and just sort of ready to take some frustration out on somebody,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, where do you work? Are you inside the stadium? Are you outside the stadium? How does that shake out?
My position, I work on the club level, so I'm inside.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I patrol the area around there, and sometimes I relieve the officer that works the back door of the owner's suite.
And so that officer, what do you do in that case?
When I relieve him, he's basically escorting the family of the Hunts or family and friends of the Hunt family or VIP people. And I'm just waiting in the back door and just open it back up and for the traffic that comes through that door.
Well, it's got to be kind of fun walking the Hunts around Arrowhead Stadium.
Yes, they're a lovely family, very friendly.
Kansas City royalty in a sense.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the atmosphere like at the Raiders game? What else happened during that game that you'll remember?
Just seeing that was the Halloween day, you know, fans dressed up in their Raiders costumes with the skulls and the shoulder pads, you know, so that was the most memorable thing, was just seeing the costumes.
Do you have time to take a peek or two at the action on the field during the course of a game, or how does that tend to shake out?
It's pretty mild-mannered on the club level, being that those are the pricier seats, so everyone wants to enjoy the game. So I get to, you know, watch the game throughout if I'm patrolling around, so I do get a chance to watch.
Is working a Chiefs game, is that considered to be kind of a cool benefit for you as a Kansas City, Missouri police officer? I mean, is there competition among the officers to get one of those gigs?
It's pretty much anyone can work there. It's just the different positions, depending on how long you've worked out there and the tenure, you know, it's kind of like, you know, seniority. If you've been working there for a while in certain positions, you pretty much have that position locked up. So, but pretty much anyone can work out there if they've been on for the department.
You know, is working when you're inside the stadium and you're handling the Hunt family and sort of helping them navigate the stadium, is that a cool job to have, or would you rather be doing something else?
It's actually cool because, like I said, the Hunt family is very friendly, very, you know, humble and easy to work with. And sometimes,
that helps.
You know, and they're...
Could be a lot different than that.
Right. And they're very down to earth and, you know, they're just regular people.
Okay. What types of calls are you getting these days when it comes to kids in school? What are you seeing out there?
I work in East Patrol, as you said earlier, and my area that I patrol is Central. where Central High School is located. So what we've been dealing with lately is when school's letting out, you have a lot of the children that just want to just hang out and loiter. And so, you know, when it's time to go, it's time to go. And they're not wanting to mind us and, you know, not listening to us to, you know, vacate the area.
And they don't like to be told they got to move on.
No.
You're working the 6 a.m. shift these days.
Yes.
Why? Is that a nice, peaceful shift to pick up? Because all the stuff, the rowdy stuff's over by 6 a.m., isn't it?
Actually, it does not matter, especially in any part of the city, especially in the inner city. It does not matter what time of day you're working. We're busy throughout the day, morning, afternoon, and evening.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference.
No.
Huh. Well, when she's not working her beat out of East Patrol, you might see Officer Nicole Wright patrolling Arrowhead Stadium during a Chiefs game. Nicole, always good to have you here.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks
Thank
for taking
you.
Some time.